The Russian ois kafir aleph. Atis merkli de manas besorvadom v'saber levakish mizunasecha. Don't rely on people supporting you, and work. Okay, straightforward rush. Very straightforward. Ruchaim Kanievsky, in his summer chosef, brings a lot of chazals. Okay, so let's quote them. Ovis perigalov, ovis a malacha, getting some of the bays, gudola malacha, shemachemis is baalea, the dormem test on bays, gudola malacha, shemachemis is baalea, sifri, parshas reiki, rechacho, yochla, pishal, tasa, cholashatas, chas, godol, nahemi, you get megia, yes, me, yorish, shemaim, evatabatorium, derecherits, kolam, espadas, me, malachta, nismakama, verus, without them, derech, is basically yayim, of chavalam, umnis, yadamas, umnis, umnum, the key of a kalo, Bechart b'chaim ze umnus. Okay. Let me ask God them atzel lavoda v'shehizor lo v'yitzarch lebrius shat nevel to v'shulka. Okay. Come a little closer. Malacha shor. I was amnosin k'shem shatarni b'bris kach malacha nit b'bris. Tsefta kol shved al umnus. Other on the kerem shemukif fine riches. Kelecha umnus imatara. It's a challenge. I don't know. There was two mahalchim in regards to kollel. There was in America once upon a time. There was the Telzer mahalch and there was the Laker mahalch. Ramotel Zatzal set up the yeshiva when they started the idea of kollel. That you got 5 years in kollel, and after 5 years you had to leave. And time to move on. A person who was very mukshir, they felt he was going to become a tamach chacham. They would decide that he could stay. But afterwards, they basically kicked everybody out after 5 years. Shirab Chaim changed the Mahalach and he allowed people to stay longer than 5 years, which is good for me because I would have got kicked out otherwise. And I remember some of the older Telzers were not very happy with the change. That wasn't the Chinuch that the Yeshiva had. And Rebbe Meir and Ramotel were very. Their goal was to create people which are knowledgeable. They're balabatim, but they're knowledgeable. The goal wasn't to create people sitting learning their whole lifetime. Lake was Rebbe and the Mahalach was learn. Period. That Mahalach has become very nafus. And claw yourself, and now the needle is swinging back a little bit. And people are very uncomfortable. They leave Karlo. Their chinuch was that the goal was to sit and learn their whole life. And now when I leave, by sechur, there's something wrong with me, and I have to feel bad. And now you have to write a sefer, a betar for life, to explain to you why it's not bad to leave Karlo. Right? I'm serious. The one of the main reasons for the pushes for the sefer was because guys leave Karlo, push to get depressed, they fall apart, and it's a tremendous when you define your godless as sitting and learning, and all of a sudden you leave, you're a nobody. People who are nobodies fall apart. That's the nature of mitzvahs. You feel that you're worthless and you're not good and you're bad and you're doing the wrong, and you don't have self respect anymore. So then everything falls apart. And then the challenges of the transition from the kollel life into the workplace are extraordinarily challenging, period. The guy can have the best self-esteem and self-respect. Kabbal Karmer, it's magnified thousands of times more when the guy lost his self-respect by the fact that he left kollel. I mean, I had a Talmud here, now this is in Silver Spring, right, that told me that, when he left kollel, started working, it took him about 3 years before he was comfortable walking in the Beis Medrash again. Because everything was Beis Medrash. He had this pain in his stomach that he left yeshiva and he went out to work. Not because he's frum, he was such a big tzaddik. It's because It means it was. He said the message he was getting from the building was that he was a disappointment. Now, Rebaran wasn't presenting that message, and I wasn't presenting that message. But that's what he was hearing in his head. This is the Rebbe David Orlovsky, once he was talking to a not from a person, etc. So they were talking. The person said, you know, very open conversation. He says, "Rabbi, I hear this voice saying that I'm not good enough." Relevka said back, he says, you know, you might be hearing that voice, but I'm not saying it. So if you're hearing it, it's inside your own head. Don't blame me for it. You know, like, but, which is what I told the Talmud. He said, you're right, I know it's not that. I know it's coming from the Rebbeim. It's me. Right? But it took me 3 years to get past that. So it's a really big challenge. So you want to send a strong message of the importance of learning, because otherwise people are talking, not going to learn. If we wouldn't have created this message of the chashivas of learning, when Carl first started in America, you have to say it was like the people that thought they were from Mars. Pasha from Mars. Like, you know, you land from a different planet, which they did. Right? But, right? You want to train to be a rabbi? Okay, but they get, you know. But America, everything's about work. Everything's about having a position, etc. The idea that you're learning, why? Because you're learning. But why are you learning? Because I'm learning. But why are you learning? Because I'm learning. Like that, those words, push it, wasn't like, you know, it's like you're talking two different languages. That the goal of learning in Carlos is because you're learning. Because you want to learn. Like, no goal. That is the goal. Right? Rebaran, when he spoke by the first annual Malava Malka of the Carlo, the only annual Malava Malka of the Carlo, this is what he spoke about. Right? You know, that the kashivas of learning is that. Learning is Olam Haba. That's the goal. That's the final. You don't go to Olam Haba. Don't order that. I got to Olam Haba. But why are you here? Well, because that is where you want to get to. So learning in Olam Haza is an opportunity to taste that flavor. Right? It's Shabbos. But it was a fight to create a musig. That is, it's called acceptable to learn. I remember I once spoke to the first Carlo Jungerman in Tells, in Yeshiva. You know, they had some Europeans, you know, but the first American who decided to learn in Carlo, like, you know, his family thought he just, like, you know, they're ready to disown him. Come on. Like, you know, like, you become a rabbi? No. So go to work. Yeah, I learn some more before I go to work. Like, I'm sorry, it's too late. You're married already. You gotta go to work. Like, so they created a musig that not a rabbi. It's you got to the point where it's a chashivist, and it's normal. And that's you know that you understand that the guy gets married. He's 35 years old. He's established talmid chacham, and he's able to build a house. Right, that's very nice. So he gets married when he's 21. You know, 22. He said, "I'm Oritz." He thinks he's a talmid chacham. He said, "I'm Oritz." I said, "Well, what does he know already?" You know. Right. So hopefully he learned enough that he knows what a halacha shaila is and how to ask it intelligently. Right. But you know, be able to bring a bias full of Torah to you know, Elamai would start working and accomplish at the same time. So it's very hard. That's what the Bir Lacha says. That's the Bir Lacha's point over there. He quotes the Kesem Mishnah, the Rambam, you know. The Rambam, you know, is quoted to be very stark about the importance of, you know, not working together with learning. Which the Rambam says. Rambam also says that Sheva Levi, there's a lot of Sheva Levi, there's a person who really wants to learn Torah, Klaus will support him and don't worry about it, right? So the Rambam also says that, but they don't quote that Rambam, they just quote the Rambam, which says, right? Rebaran spoke about it one time. He says, you know, they're cherry-picking Rambams. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. There's another Rambam. There's different Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam seems to say it's a good idea to learn, even though you're being supported. Okay, you know. But the Kesem Mishnah, which is not a slouch, you know, we rely on him in the Piskei Halacha in many areas in our life, right? Shulchan Aruch, right? The Kesem Mishnah in Perek Gimel has a gigantic arichus. It's probably the longest the Kesem Mishnah in all the Mishnah Torah. The amounts are why it's okay to be supported for the community to learn. Right. And he points out, you know, he goes to the Rambam, he points out the Raya is not a Raya, he points out the Rambam, all the places is otherwise. He says the Maisa, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's not clear what he says. According to the Rambam, there was no such thing as a Rav and Klal Yisrael, because the Rav's word about the community was wrong. Every Rav says, but that's very nice. Your name is the Rambam. You can be a big Talmud Chacham, Paskin Shailos, and also be a doctor. What do you do about the Nebuchadnezzar like us, who, if we'd be doctors, we wouldn't be Talmud Chachamim? So we shouldn't be Talmud Chachamim and Klal Yisrael. That's the option. That's what you want. That's not an option. So, you know, so like, it's not like, yeah, like the, it's the whole theoretical. That's who writes in a letter that somebody asked him, like, you know, the idea of. Quotes a letter. In a letter he writes a meeting from Chaim Brisker with Chaim Brisker about transporting the German model into Lithuania. So and Chaim said that the German model saved people. Pasha saved people's life. They were going to be off the derech and created a model where you can have Tarim Derech Eretz is a model which saved people. But you'll look, and Talmid Chacham of stature they did not produce. None. That's what he says. Okay? You want to argue yes or no? Maybe, but you know, that's what he says. He says, the Talmid Chacham which they had, you know, Rosh Shimon Schwab, yeah, Goshka, he went and learned the Hells. And he learned the Mir, and he learned the Berliner Seminar. Who was the Russian of the Berliner Seminar? A Slobodka Talmud. He was Nifter. Who was next Russian of the seminar? Vaiter Slobodka Talmud. Rabbi Eliel Kaplan was the first one. The second one was Rabbi Yaakov Weinberger. They were both Slobodka Talmud. Why do you have to import from the Slobodka? Because you didn't have any of your own. Right? He says, and that model does not create Talmid Chacham. Klal Yisrael needs Talmid Chacham. So that is the Dama Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. You need Talmid Chacham. But the problem is, like, the more you stress that point, so the more the guy goes to work, thinks he's second class citizen. So how do you stress that point while at the same time saying malacha is important and you're not a second class citizen for working? That's like tremendously difficult. That's the tremendously difficult issue. And it's not true. Right? The more it says, oh, it's the person who's on him, who's on him, who's on. Like, can you imagine the taitcha of the more is saying that a person who's every rega of his life he's been going to he's going to work and supporting his family. That's all it is. It's pashut mamish. I hear a guy, he's a phenomenal philanthropist. He spends 12 hours a day doing stalker. Wow. Yeah, he goes to work every day. That's what the more is saying. That's what you don't get your names up in the big lights because we created the Goldberg Foundation to support one family. I mean, that's a tremendous thing. It happened to me, it's his family. That's what the Moor is saying. But that message is so challenging because our society, especially post the war, you need to rebuild. I mean, what we lost in the war was tremendous. You wanted to rebuild a Klal Yisrael with people of stature. You needed to make that stress. You wanted to rebuild a Kaiser with the Torah is supreme in their lives, even when they go to work. You need to stress it. Now you're left with the result of it that people of Pasha can't walk in the yeshiva for 3 years because they feel the disappointment about themselves. And so the Rosh, Chaim gives me, Chazal after Chazal after Chazal, importance of working. It's not a bad thing. It's not negative. Right? But there's a very few Musa Shmuz in it. Arbitin! Most yeshivas don't have that Musa Shmuz. Right? So it's a problem. Okay.